It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We'll get to our Friday four-pack. Four questions for Patriots and Titans this weekend. Plus your phone call, 617-779-7937. We were talking about Jim Montgomery and his coaching future. What did you just tell me, Keith?
Well, Scott McLaughlin says the Bruins were originally scheduled to practice in Philly this afternoon. They are now off for the day. So they canceled their practice in Philly today. Of course, they're on the road. Carolina blown out last night. This is not a victory Monday as the New England Patriots just had this past week. This is a let's call the coach into the principal's office type of.
Okay, this is what I said earlier. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it to the Flyers game tomorrow. Like, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
He's not at practice today because there is no practice today.
They didn't fire him after the game last night. They let him on the plane. Like, that would have been a good time to do it. Yep. But I said this earlier this hour. I wouldn't be surprised if he was on a conference call right now with Buffalo. And talking to the Jacobses, that wouldn't have surprised me one bit. So they've canceled practice.
Yeah, that's right. They're supposed to have a 1 o'clock practice today. They've decided to cancel that.
In all fairness, like, how do you not fire him after last night? It's 8-2.
If you were thinking about it, and we know that they were, and then if the next performance after you were strongly considering it is the worst game of the year, you get absolutely blown out by the Hurricanes, then I think that would make your answer.
That would.
Because if you, then you really weren't thinking about it. If you saw that performance, it was like, yeah, let's bring him back.
Again, McLaughlin, I like the way McLaughlin put it on WEEI.com. It was his, he used his Hail Mary, and it wasn't complete. And in fact, all of the fourth liners he sprinkled throughout the lineup were a big part of the problem last night. And so, all right, he tried the last bullet in the gun. He used it up. And so now what do? You move on. And so that could be coming at any moment, is what I would say with the Bruins canceling practice.
Yikes.
Stay tuned here today
on the show.
On Jones. Well, yeah, Scoop, keep the phone on over there, yep. Scoops Keefe.
Although Greg Hill popped in and said Election Day.
He did say, so that
he said, I think Election Day. I go, that might be too long.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's too many games in between now and then.
I was trying to come up with events that were happening before the Flyers game on Saturday.
But that would be hilarious. If you want to bury something, Tuesday is a good time.
No. Spineless weasel organization that wants to hide something,
Tuesday.
You do it right in the middle of the election. It's a great example by Greg. It didn't fit the timeline, but it's a great example. That's a perfect time to fire a coach. The election?
Oh, yeah.
24 hours after the election while the country's burning? There's plenty of time to do that.
Bruins are actually playing on election night.
Yeah, of course they are.
They're at Toronto. It's not election night up there.
Nope. It's a good point.
They got their own king and queen or whatever they have.
They have a prime minister.
Sure.
I think he's...
Yeah.
They got their Mounties.
Yeah. They got to vote in the right Mountie.
Yeah. Loonies, Toonies, Aero Bars.
Yeah.
As we learned yesterday.
A lot happening.
Chocolates with holes in
Pam
it.
Pam Anderson. This is what Canada's known for.
Yeah. That's Canada for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. A lot of good comedians.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool, for God's sakes.
Let me tell you, Second City littered with Canadian comics.
Right?
Right across the lake.
Sure.
Border.
Fine.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the prettier falls. Niagara Falls up there.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. They got the better falls from what I've heard. So anyway, Bruins canceled practice.
The American one's a mess. Just a disaster.
Bruins canceled practice. Montgomery's getting fired one way or the other. Any updates, we'll be sure to let you know. Meanwhile, what do we have for our Friday four-pack, Billy?
Let's go, Bill.
Number one, if you could take any player off the Titans and give them to the Patriots, who would it be?
Oh, my God. You go first. This is one where they just they don't have a lot to choose from.
Is it too easy to say Ridley?
Yeah, because I mean, it might be.
I want Ridley. I wanted him in the offseason, so that's who I would take. But, like, is that too easy and too obvious? Probably. That's probably too easy and too obvious. That's who I would want.
I don't really like any of their players. I think Ridley would be one. When they signed L'Jarius Sneed, now he's been banged up and hurt, but I think L'Jarius
Sneed, you know
what?
He's a great one.
I might take him.
I don't think he's going to play this week.
No,
that's a great one. He's a legit shutdown corner. I think Simmons is the other guy you'd think of, too.
Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons.
Do I want like a big D tackle? Does that move the needle? It doesn't.
Nick Folk?
But he's well-regarded.
Joey Slide, though, is blasting kicks, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay, but
Slide can kick.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
Nick Folk back. That's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeffrey Simmons, if you want a big athletic defensive tackle, which,
Yeah.
L'Jarius Sneed is a shutdown corner. That's a great one. I actually didn't think about
it. I don't know how good.
And then Ridley.
J.C. Latham was a top 10 pick left tackle, right? So I don't know how good he's been this year.
Can't imagine. Great. They stink.
They're horrible. Yeah. It's a bad offense, but he's a big hoss. You could put him up there. What about Lloyd Cushenberry III? Would you take him?
It's not my favorite roster to go through.
He'll
for this
snap
game.
The rock.
Like, great LSU team, wasn't he?
I think he probably was.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot. Oh, with like the Burrow team?
I think he was the second.
Lloyd Cushenberry III.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure was.
Wow, I was.
Third round pick, Cushenberry III.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Lloyd? Yeah.
Fitz.
Lloyd?
So it's not my favorite roster to go through and pick players.
It sucks.
Like, even last week with the Jets, I know we've hit on the Jets a couple of different times. Not a lot of wins, bad team, they're a mess. A lot of talent, though. A lot of good guys to choose.
Oh, a lot of guys.
This team, not so much.
No. No, thanks. Okay. Anybody else? No.
I mean, Sneed is a good buy. I forgot about Sneed, so that's a great one. They spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah, I'll go
He's probably their best player.
I'll say Sneed, yeah.
I'll stick with Ridley.
Okay.
Honorable mention to Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, and that ends the list.
Skaronski doesn't do it for you?
No. Nick Folk I liked.
No, thanks.
Will Levis? You like yourself some Will Levis?
I don't. I never did.
You tried the mayo coffee.
Yeah. Trash. Shockingly trash.
Shockingly wasn't good.
Yeah. I don't think he's with his girlfriend anymore, right? She was the one member on draft night, became very popular, very, very attractive young lady.
Uh-huh.
And she like leaned over when she, because remember, Will Levis sank like a stone in the draft. So they're on camera all night long. First round's over. Second round, there he is, back again. And she leans over at one point and mouths, "I have to pee." Yeah, she gave like a meme and everything else.
Oh, I didn't.
And she's like an Instagram
person
or whatever.
I thought they were a thing for a different reason.
Well, there was. No, that came out after the fact. Okay. There was a video.
That one I was aware of. I wasn't aware of this meme.
From what I understand, it was a short film. I legit didn't see it, though. It was like scrubbed from the internet before I could get my.
Your mitts on it?
My gross little eyes on it. It's long gone.
All right, so Will Levis, not our pick. Okay.
No, not Will Levis. It's going to be the Rudolph. It's going to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this weekend anyway.
I thought Levis was practicing.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, I don't know. He's eating bananas with the peel on.
Doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, mayo coffee. Yeah, it's a bad, bottom line, it's a bad roster.
It's a bad squad.
Like, if you're Tennessee, you're like, I'll take Drake May. Like, that's easy, right?
Oh, my God,
if you're Tennessee,
yeah.
If you're doing,
running up there. You take May.
Jones and Keefe in Nashville right now, 10-2.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, so if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube,
Yeah, I see.
Will Levis's lady. She looks over
hot. She was.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's real gussied up.
I'm guessing she's doing fine now.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in.
I'm guessing he's doing fine.
Well, maybe not anymore if she's gone.
Well.
She flew the coop.
All right, but if she's gone, who's a replacement?
You can get worse.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Cassidy to Montgomery.
That's a good point. Fair.
You can for sure get worse.
There she is. I think if you're doing Jones and Keefe in Nashville.
She does. Pizza trainer. She does look a little bit like Rebecca Gayhart.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
Who was my favorite lady of the 90s.
How about that?
As a young little whippersnapper. Rich Keefe's favorite. If you're like, hey, you can only pick one lady out there to steal a smooch from. Rebecca Gayhart.
It's the light eyes and the curls.
Yeah. Huge eyes. Yep.
Those are some big eyes.
Rebecca Gayhart was the face of Noxzema.
You were trying to get your gross little eyes all over those eyes.
My just disgusting little eyeballs. Yep. That's me.
Not Kristen Kirk was Noxzema. Was she after that?
Maybe. Gayheart was like the original, I think, first like Noxzema girl.
Got it. But yeah, no, it's easy.
Excellent actress. You ever seen Jawbreaker?
No.
Missing out.
I did see her get offed on 90210.
Yeah, she died quick. She was Dylan's wife, right?
Yeah, because Dylan's...
Her dad was in the mob?
Her dad was
That's
in the
her.
Mob.
That's her. Yeah, oh, wow, okay.
That was one of her first roles.
That Dylan was going to be in the car.
Yep.
And then there was some kind of like drive-by shooting.
Wow, her dad was in the mob. I mean, there's a lot of spoiler alerts going on here.
It happened in the 90s. Yeah, she was also excellent in Urban Legend.
Oh, I've seen that. She's
and
in that.
And a cameo in Scream 2.
Oh.
Hot there in the 90s.
Yeah.
Not just physically, but her career. Hot.
Burning real hot.
Then she killed a guy with her car. So that took a turn.
Yeah. She Venus Williams someone?
Sorry to bring everybody down, but I think she murdered somebody in her car.
Yeah, she pulled a Venus.
Yeah.
Why I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep.
Okay.
So, took a turn. No pun. Yeah. Well, wrong turn.
What else we got?
Any more questions?
Question two. What Titans jersey, past the present, would you want?
Vehicular manslaughter is what they called it. No, I think the guy was jaywalk. Anyway, let's go back to this.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out.
Was he an old man like with Venus? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the question, Bill?
What Titans jersey would
you want? Past the present.
Eddie George? Eddie George is a nice one.
So here's my question for the group. Can it be a Houston Oilers jersey because it's the franchise, or do you want to do a Titan jersey?
Now, the question says Titans.
Yeah. I think it has to be a Titans jersey. I'm with Billy on this.
All right. So the Titans switched in the, or they became the Titans in 1997.
Yeah, like I think, did Eddie George, did he play for both?
Eddie George played, I think he was a rookie with the Oilers.
Yeah, I'm saying, so like,
you can take, yeah.
You can take a guy who played in Houston, but it needs to be a Titans jersey.
Okay.
Eddie George.
That's a really good one. I guess I would go with.
Eddie George is on the cover of he wasn't on the cover of Madden, right?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't he on like the competitor?
Let's not give all the keys away.
It might have been the first Madden. It might have been the first Madden for PS2 that
it was Madden 01.
I thought he was on the cover of like Game Day kind of the competitor.
Game Day was a good game. Yeah, he might have been on Game Day
as
well.
989 Studios.
He was also good in the college football game back then for Sega.
I would hope he's winning Heisman.
Eddie George, Terry Glenn, Bobby Hoying. That was a good Ohio State team. I'd go Steve McNair. Steve McNair jersey. And I love the number 9.
CJ2K.
I love number 9. Yeah, that's a good one. It's Chris Johnson.
That is
a
great one. Yeah. CJ2K. Javon.
Ooh, Kurse, the freak.
The freak. That's a nice one.
You guys want a Kenny Britt jersey?
Nope.
No.
All right. Destined to be a Patriot.
Yeah, he was. Derek Mason, just because of that great member Belichick.
Oh, Mason. Yeah. Frank Wycheck?
Maybe Frank Wycheck.
We'll get some Frank Wycheck. The late
Music City Miracle.
Late great Frank Wycheck. Yeah.
Okay. He's not with us?
No.
Oh, I don't
think
man.
So. Oh, I think that was a recent one.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah. Right.
Jeez.
It's real, this is downer.
Each question is ending pretty negatively.
Horrible.
Can I just jump to 3 here?
Yeah, let's
will the Titans pick first in the 2025 draft?
No, definitely not. Carolina.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess Carolina's probably still the answer for that, but they're going to be right there with them.
I said definitely not. That was a little too strong, but no.
That's way too strong.
No,
they're in the
not,
mix.
I do not believe so. It will be Carolina.
Would you bet good money that they're a top 3 pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They're a disaster because their offensive coach isn't even coaching the offense. We don't like the roster.
No.
They already traded away Hopkins. Who knows? They might ditch somebody else in the meantime. They're also one where you're like, hey, the Patriots might steal a win with Drake May. They don't have that steal-a-win quarterback. It's like Will Levis might give you a game. No, Mason Rudolph just sucks.
I'm saying again, if you were taking a player off the Patriots roster in Tennessee, it's easy. You take Drake May. It's hard to take somebody off that roster. So, top 3, I would say for sure. But, I don't think they're going to – I think Carolina's back in the driver's seat, number 1 with a bullet for the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Final question. First thoughts when you hear Tennessee Titans.
Okay, so I have 2 thoughts. You want to go first? I bet you have one of these two.
Music City Miracle.
Okay, so that would be one of them.
But then also would be the divisional round game against the Patriots in 03.
100%. Yeah. Those are the two things
like
I think.
Like the coldest icing getting tackled up to one.
And like the...
That's a good one. You know what? That should have been on my list. You're right. 3 moments.
Real close Super Bowl, which we didn't have for a while.
No.
We had all blowouts, and then that one literally came down to the 1-yard line. Kevin Dyson, also the answer to a trivia question, the only receiver drafted ahead of Randy Moss. Seemed like a miss maybe on their part.
Yeah.
Probably should have gone Moss over Kevin Dyson.
Moss would have gotten the end zone.
Oh, you would have been dancing in the end zone. He would have been long past whoever.
That's a good point.
Trying to stop him.
No, that's a good one. That's an
really
oversight on my
Andre
part.
Andre Johnson
beating
the tar out of each other.
Ooh, Andre Johnson, Courtland Finnegan fights.
Mm.
The that run where Steve McNair and Peyton Manning, didn't they were co-MVP? And then the Patriots beat Steve McNair in like the coldest game ever. And then they followed that up with a tie-loss 3-pick game against Peyton Manning. So they beat both MVPs on their way to the Super Bowl.
And it was freezing cold. Bethel Johnson had a big play in that game.
Yeah.
I just remember it was frigid. I wasn't at the game, but just frigid in Boston at that time. It launched. I mean, 2001, launched the dynasty would be the right way to say it, but it launched that next phase where it's like, they're on track to win 3 out of 4 is the first postseason game that year. So I would say that's high on a Patriots fan, Titans moment. You would think it's either Music City Miracle, Frank Wycheck chucking it back across the field, or Dyson getting dragged down at the end of that Super Bowl. A couple more good ones here on the text line, 37937. Best Titans jersey of all time? How'd I miss this one? Pac-Man.
Oh, Pac-Man Jones.
Little Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, good one.
I also like this. The game day juke button in 99. Juke you hash to hash. Was it that big? I remember the juke button was like crazy.
I think that was an L1 or an L1.
You're all the way over there.
Yeah, you're right. You're tapping those pointer fingers. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, you're juking hash mark to hash mark. Uh-huh. I mean, Eddie George in one of those games. It might have been Madden. It might have been game day. Was unstoppable. And I feel like he was on the cover back to back. Maybe that's what I'm mixing up. Maybe he was on the cover of Madden and then game day.
Could have been.
Or maybe it was game day and then Madden. But it was maybe that's why I think he was on there so much. He was on different games.
Also, Belichick running up the score. Somebody had like the when Brady threw like 6 or 7 touchdowns.
59-0. That 59-0, one. 59-0.
Because Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, this actually came up recently because they wore the Pat Patriot jerseys in that game. The throwbacks.
Yes. So that's a good one. That'd be like lower on the list. That's fine. Yeah. We got like 4 or 5 things.
That was like 4 or 5.
Titans, memorable franchise. Yeah,
not much going on with them.
No.
But there you go. There's our Friday 4-pack for the game on Sunday here on Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We'll get you the week in review next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app